Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Ayin Dalet, as we are on Ayin Gimel on the Beis in Perek HaMadir, and we will start with Esvei, about six lines up from the bottom, with just one Ha'ara first. And that is, yesterday we were talking about the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, and then we related that to the Machlokas Abaya and Rabba, about that Machlokas of Rav and Shmuel, about Kishal Tanai V'Kansa Stam, when one makes conditions, whether something is considered a Mekach Tos, or whether something is considered a marriage, but there's a loss of the Ksuba, all different details, as we went into different types of Ta'uyos, the last Brisa we quoted, about Pachas Mishav Apruta and Akatan, and related issues. Just one Ha'ara, and that is, I didn't get to mention, probably one of the more famous cases of Kiddushei Tos in history, or we like to think of it that way, and that is Yaakov and Rachel and Leah. What happened there? And the question is, why was Yaakov married if he thought he was marrying Rachel, and it really wasn't Rachel? So, in Lecha Kiddushei Tos Gadol Mizu. So, how is it that, you know, he was stuck, and then he had to work again to marry Rachel? Right, how did that work? Right, the pasuk says in Parshas Vayetze, "Vayasov Lavan es an kol anshei hamakom vayas mishte vayhiva erev vayikachas le'ah bito vayaveh osay lav vayavo ilaha vayitein Lavan la ezil pashiv chaso," as if stuck in there. Chazal tell us that was part of the charade. "Vayhiva boker v'hinehi le'ah vayomer Lavan lamazos yasita asisali lebracha lavati yimach v'lamari misani." So that's the question of the Chizkuni. Mikra zeh, 2 points. Number one, mikra zeh malamdein. Number one, there must not have been too much conversation going on, right? He wasn't mar besicha im ishto, right? Kal v'chomer eishos chaveiro. So he knew that mishnah in Perkei Avos, right? Because or else he would have recognized the voice. But then ask the Chizkuni v'im tomar v'ha'hayu lehu kiddushei tos ta'asavar shehi Rachel. He asked Arkasha. Right, Kiddushei Tos, like our Gemara says yesterday. V'yesh lomar, just one line. Misheyet yada shehi leya ba'a l'shem kiddushin. Kind of like what we discussed yesterday's daf, that ein adam osa bilas bilas nus, or a person, even though you make it to condition, you know, you go through with the marriage anyway, he was ba'a l'shem kiddushin, after, right, we had, but he married her b'shas katnus, b'shas this, and then he was ba'al afterwards. That's what the Chizkuni said. It must be even after he realized, he said, okay, right, he realized it was Leah, even though Chazal say, v'hi boker hi Leah, which is some is against that. Only in the morning he realized, right? Rashi says, "Ava balayla lo aisa leya levisha masa Yaakov rachal simanim." Quotes the Gemara Babasra, and that's Rashi that he didn't realize it until the morning. But the Chizkuni says no, because you have to get out of this kiddushei tos problem, and therefore mishiyada shehi leya ba'al l'shem kiddushin. That is the Chizkuni in Parshas Vayetze. The other answer might be there's different rules before and after Maamad Har Sinai. There's no such thing as kiddushin then, right? As the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, then in the before Maamad Har Sinai there was only nisuin, right? So it was a different time. There's no tnai b'nisuin, as we have mentioned. So that's another answer that the question wouldn't even get off the ground if you take that type of approach. Okay, so let's get back into the Gemara here, Esvei. We are six lines up for the bottom. So we are discussing the machlokas between Rabba and Abaya. Rabba had limited the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rabba had said that the machlokas is only Isha Achaz Ke'en Shtei Nashim. Right, if there's a case of a man who wants to be Makadish a woman, Almanas, and then divorces her, and then marries her again without any conditions. That's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. But Rabba says, "Why Isha Achas Gredosav is a regular one woman, Makidish al Tanai, Vakansa Stam," then everybody would agree that there's no marriage there. Einetzricha Himenu Get. So, we went through a couple of possibilities, questions from Bryce's that seem to be talking about a case similar to Isha Achas, right, one regular case of one man and one woman, and there's still a machlokas. So let's bring another example. Esvei, asked the Gemara. So we quote here the Seifa, the second part, discussing a Mishnah in Yevamos. What's the Mishnah? So Rashi quotes fifth to last line in Rashi. Be Yevamos Tanan Hamagares Esha Isha the Hechzira Vames. So he divorces his wife, and then is Machzir Grushaso, and then he dies, and he doesn't have any children, and he has a brother. So is there Yibam in that case? So you should say, yes, there's Yibam. Man died without children. So what, that earlier he had been married, and he divorced his wife, and he married her again. What difference does that make? Right now he dies without children, and therefore he has a Chiv of Yibam. That's what the Chachamim say. And Rabbi Eliezer asers. We'll see Gzeira Midrabanan why he asers, but he asers. That is the Machlokes that this line is going on. That modim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer, the chachamim agreed to Rabbi Eliezer in a case of d'oraisa d'rabbanan. What's the case? Modim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer biktana shehisiya aviha v'nisgarsha, in a case where aktana gets married mid'oraisa v'nisgarsha, and she gets married, divorced mid'oraisa, the father accepts the get, and then v'hi yisoma b'chei ha'av, and halachically she is called a yisoma while her father is alive, because she is out of her father's b'shus, she no longer can get married on a d'oraisa level. Just like if her father died, so too here, if she, after nisuin, she does not revert back to her father's house, she's called the yisoma b'chei ha'av, v'achzira. And then she goes back to her former husband, but we know that is only a rabbinic marriage now. So on a d'oraisa level, she's called a grusha. On a d'rabbana level, she's now married. So now, is there yibam in that case? Let's say then the husband dies, she has a brother. So on a d'oraisa level, this is grusha zachif, which is nisar kares. Rashi explains. So on a d'oraisa level, that's, you can't do yibam. Shecholetz lo mas yabemes mipnei shegerusheho gerushin gemurin vein chazarasa chazara gemura. Right, so you do chalitza and you don't do yibam. Like other isurim, we discussed back in Masechet Yevamos on Lefchaf, you don't say Asi Dochalosa, say here there's no even Yibam Daraisa, so it's not even so similar. But if there's an Isser involved, then you would do Chalitza and not Yibam. So that is where the Chachamim would agree. As we'll see, Rebbe Eliezer is Gozer in a purely Daraisa case, or to this case. That's why he answers. But that's the case. It says the Gemara, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, when do we say this is all true? Shagir Shakshiktana Vechzira Kshiktana, when he was Megarisher, when she was a Ktana. Meaning, she's a Gerishin Daraisa, because he gave the Gerishin to the father. Vechzira Kshiktana, therefore the marriage is only Drabanan. Aval Gersha Kshiktana Vechzira Kshikdola. So now the second marriage is Daraisa. Oh, Shechzira Kshiktana V'gadva Etzlo, right? And they stayed married even after she became a Gdola. V'meis. So then, Ocholetz is Omis Yabemis. So then the Rabbanan would say that you can do Yibim in that case. Because there is a Zika Daraisa. There's no longer Gerishin Daraisa with only in marriage to Rabbanan. And Mishum Rebbe Eliezer Amru, Ocholetz is Omis Yabemis. And there, Rebbe Eliezer says, no, you do Chalitza there. Do chalitza there, you don't allow yibam, even though the marriage is de'oraisa. Why? Because he's gozer up to the case of yisoma b'chaye ha'av. He's gozer up to the case that there's only marriage to Rabbanan, not de'oraisa. So now says the Gemara, v'yahacha, in the case where he was machzer her when she was a ktana, and then she became a gdola, so what's his das when he's still with her afterwards? Deketaus isha achas dami. That's similar like a case of he's under some type of misimpression, right? Like the case of Rav and Shmuel, he's under a misimpression. Kidshal tanai v'kansa stam. So here too, so he's under a misimpression about one woman. And what did Rava say? But isha achas is no machlokas. But what do we see here? Upligi, and they argue. So Rashi says in the third skinny line, the kasal gadaita chuadin letos nedarim. Just like the mistake of he's married to a girl and he might think that she is still a Tana and he's not sure and there's some type of unclear elements. So too in the case of Tos Nedarim. So you see there's a machlokas here. So lechor there'll be a machlokas earlier. Kasha and Rabbah. So the Gemara answers no. This is a specific machlokas about this case. Nothing to do with Nedarim. Hachanami. Hasam nami b'hakam iflagi. This is the machlokes. Mar savar adam yodeya she'en kedusha ketana klum. Everybody realizes. Every man realizes that when he's married to this ketana, it's purely kedusha miyun. It's only a kedusha derabanan v'gamar ubol l'shem kedusha. And therefore, when he lives with her again, he turns it into a d'oraisa marriage because he's bol l'shem kedusha. Umar savar, and the other opinion says no. Ein adam yodeya she'en kedusha ketana klum. Not everybody knows that halacha. Not everybody learned Maseches Yevamos. V'chi kabal adaita to kedushin arishonim kabal. And he only had the first kiddushin in mind, and that's why it never turns into a daraisa marriage, and that's why it would still be problematic. So again, in each of these cases, we've limited it and said, this braisa has nothing to do with the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, which Rabba had limited, because this is a specific machlokas about the case under discussion. It's not a general machlokas about ta'uyos, which could then be related to the discussion of nedarim. Okay, so we try again. A related topic. Itmar nami amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Acha bar Yaakov quotes Rav Yochanan as saying, HaMakadish al Tanai uba'al divri akol eina tzricha heimenu get. No get is needed. Which sounds like the shita of Shmuel. Right, remember the case at the bottom of the previous Amud? Rav was the one that said, in this case, because of stop, tzrichei menu get, Shmuel says you don't need a get because they're not even married. So Rabbi Yochanan seems to follow a Shmuel type of shita. Eisvei, Rav Acha b'reider Rav Ika bar Achsei. Rav Acha b'reider Rav Ika asked on Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha b'reider Rav Ika happened to be his nephew, the son of his sister. He asked, does Rabbi Yochanan really say that? Rabbi Yochanan says you don't need a get, meaning it's you have the original Tanai in mind still, and therefore it wouldn't be a marriage. So what about this case? We discussed this back in Yevamis, Chalitza, Mutis, Kshera. We had a machlokas. A mistaken Chalitza still works, is Kshera. What does that mean? What is a chalitza mutes? Ve'ezehi chalitza mutes. What does that mean? Amar machlokas Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Amar Reish Lakish. Kol she'omer lo chalutzla u'bekacha takonza. Reish Lakish says, you know what a chalitza kshera is? If a person thinks that chalitza is what is going to allow him to marry this woman. The exact opposite of what it really does. Right? He thinks, chalutzla, right? Bezdin says to her, do chalitza, meaning do the process, and she'll take off your shoe, and she'll spit, and right, go through the process, and in this way, you'll marry her. That's a chalitza mutes. You went through the exact motions, and that's a good chalitza. And she is now a chalutza, and you are usher to marry her. Amar Reb Yochanan, ani shonen, no way. I learned, bein iskavein hu, v'lo iskavenahi, bein iskavenahi, v'lo iskavein hu. Doesn't matter whether he had kavana, or she had kavana, and the other one did not have kavana. Chalitza sapsula. Achi iskavenu shneihem. That's not gonna work. That definition of chalitza mutes is not gonna work, cause that's psula. V'yat amrit chalitza sakshera. You think that's gonna be good? Akasha chalitza? That's wrong, says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish. El Am Rabbi Yochanan, this is what chalitza mutes means. Kol she'omer lo, where she says to him, chalotz la al menashe titin lach matayim zuz. You make a tznai in the chalitza. That's chalitza mutes. If you make a tznai on the chalitza, so you know what chalitza does, you just think there's a tznai that's related to it, that, and you don't fulfill the tznai. And still the chalitza is kshera, because you can't make a tznai in chalitza. Right, as we discussed yesterday, Alma Kiva to Avin Maisa. So, what do you see from there? From this shita of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you can't make a tanya chalitza. Why? Why do we think originally Kiva to Avin Maisa? Because once you go through the act, you did the act of chalitza. Achule achle l'tnae. So we think that the tanya is forgiven. Achule achle l'tnae. You made a tanya, but then you did the action, and an action is mevatel the tanya. We might even use the lashon that we had earlier back on Daf Chaf or so. Tnai milsa achrisihi. The act is the act, and then you would say Yud Tesma Beis that the act is doche the tnai. So, and also we would say Hachanami kivan debal achule achle the tnai. So maybe you should say the same thing here. Once he's boel, he's mochel the tnai, and he should be married. We said maybe only regarding the dini mamon, the isser, not the dini mamonis, but at least regarding the isser, he's mochel the tznai, therefore they should be married. And this is Rabbi Yochanan talking. So that's the kasha. How could Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Ika? How could the first one, Rav Acha b'rei bar Yaakov, quote Rabbi Yochanan as saying that in this case of mekadesh al tznai v'kans asnam, you don't need a get because they're not married. But this statement of Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the present Maisa is Mevatel, the original Tanai, and therefore, in this case, it would be a good Chalitza. So, that is the question that is asked, isn't this a problem? So, even before we see the answer, just 2 points. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, no, you have to have the right kavana for chalitza. What is that kavana that you need? What kavana do you need for chalitza? That's the question of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi in Simin Aleph. The first tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi, which is important for two issues, but this is one of them, the Chacham Tzvi asks, V'tzarech hakiras chacham, ihach kavana debi'inan b'chalitza. Why do you need, what type of kavana do you need b'chalitza? Is it, to use two words, mitzvah or kinyan? What do you need the kavana for? Hainu mitam de mitzvah hi uke'en kavanas ha-mitzvah de pasku rova poskim de mitzvah srichas kavana. Do you need chalitza de mitzvah? So therefore you need kavana to do the mitzvah of chalitza. Is that what Rabbi Yochanan means here? You have to have, make sure that they both have kavana. Oh no! Uke'en kavanas ha-hakna'os de bi'inon das kone umakne. No, you need proper kavana to be kone or makne. Here he is being makne her freedom. And you need that kavana. Ukaosa she'amru, like we learned in Mesachas Yevamis, ha'oder b'nechse hager, ukasavar shalohein lo kani, mishim t'lo mechavin l'mikni. If somebody hoes in a field of hefker, nechse hager, hager died, this field is now hefker. But I thought, he lived right next door to me, I thought this was still my field. I didn't know this was the ger's field, that I could be kona now if I had kavana, because it's hefker. But says the Gemara, if I didn't have that kavana, I'm not kona it. Because you have to have kavana l'kinyin. V'hine. And says the Chacham Tzvi, l'may nafkamina, what kavana? Number one nafkamina is, what kavana do you need? But is there another nafkamina? When do you need the kavana? Do you need it mamish b'shas maisa? So he says, hine, ima kavana ha'amura kan, hu al derech kavanas ha'mitzvos, v'adei tzricha shetia b'shas maisa mamish, lahatira ke'in kol ha'mitzvos. You have to have kavana b'shas ha-mitzvah. Like, for example, niskavi shomei avlo niskavi mashmiya lo yatzi yechavaso. Right? If somebody is having kavana to hear the Megillah or hear shofar, if you have kavana 10 minutes before the act and not during the act, doesn't work. You have to have kavana b'shas maisa when you have a kavana for the mitzvah. But if you say it's kavana l'kinyin, so then there's more flexibility, says the Chacham Tzvi. Maybe as long as I know beforehand, even if I don't know during. Nir l'anias da'iti, sha'afim lo chivim b'shas ma'isa, l'hatira l'ashuk. El shu yodeya, shebechalitzas min alo niteres l'ashuk, v'ucholetz la b'lishem ones, ein anu choshen l'dvarim shebelibo, oz ba'oso azmam. The dvarim shebelev b'chol ha'aknos, lav dvarim ninu. That's his shaila, that's his chakira. And he ends up liking the shita of, I think it is hakna'a. It's not mitzvah, it is hakna'ah. And then in the next paragraph, he relates this, you didn't have to say this, but it works out well, lishitaso, to the general issue of how do you look at chalitza? Is chalitza a mitzvah kechala mitzvos, or is it just what we would call a matir? Meaning, if you have a woman who's 99 years old, and she has no plans of getting remarried, but her brother-in-law, right, is waiting there, and her husband died, should she do chalitza? Does she have to do chalitza if she has no plans of getting remarried? Says the Chacham Tzvi, she has no need. Shaharei, kol ikar masha anu kofen ala chalitza, misham lesa dida, shein chos minosa, velo te'agen v'tesif. Right, al karcha, lava in a time at the kafi, misham tekofen al mitzvah asay. No. That's only mitzvah say shein etluya b'davar v'yefsholi hipater mimena b'shum inyan aval b'mitzvah say hatluya b'day adam kigon chalitza. So he doesn't use the word matir. He just says a mitzvah say that's tali on a person. Sheim he rotzel lehisagain v'gam hu eno makpid anan lo ichbatlon b'mitzvah say kazu ein kofin ilam shum igun diday. Says the Chacham Tzvi, b'feirich is what we would call a matir. If they have no interest in getting remarried, there's no need to do anything. So that's l'shitaso to what he just said the page earlier, and that is the kavana that you need by chalitza is kavanas kinyan, not kavanas mitzvah. So that's the you didn't have to say these two together. You could still say it's a mitzvah, but it's a different kind of mitzvah. And therefore you don't need regular kavanas mitzvah. Or you might even say it's a matir, but you still need the kavana, you know, you're still doing a mitzvah when you do it, whatever. You didn't have to put these two together, but the Chacham Tzvi does. And he thinks the Kavana, discussed in our Gemara here, of Rabbi Yochanan, is Kavanas Kinyan. That is not, though, 100% agreed upon. Just to give you one other example, and that is the Menchas Chinuch. Fascinating suggestion. The Menchas Chinuch in the Mitzvah of Chalitza, in Tav Kuf Sadi test, mitzvah 599 in the Sefer HaChinuch. He talks about the mitzvah of Chalitza. He quotes this Chacham Tzvi in Siman Aleph, and then he says, I think both kavanas are present. Lufiani has died to ha kavanas shamatir osa zu kavanas kinyan. Aval mikal makom sarich lachavin latesi deha mitzvah. Ki mitzvah zaseh, vihika chala mitzvos. You're right, if you have kavanas kinyan, it works. But that doesn't mean you fulfill the mitzvah of chalitza. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah of chalitza, you got to have both kavanas. And what's amazing is that he said you could do one without the other. It's possible to do the mitzvah of chalitza without fulfilling the mitzvah of chalitza, says the Minchas Chinuch. Uba kavana zula, sisi dia mitzvah, ain't sorach raka choleitz to mekayim a mitzvah. And he adds, only he has to have the kavana, not she. Against Rabbi Yochanan here. For the kavana of the mitzvah, kavana of the matir, maybe both of them. But for the mitzvah is only on him. V'yafgam afilu im loki v'in kavana zu niftara. De'ein heter shela toli b'im yasi de'a mitzvah. V'kavana z'ilu shono zu mizu. An amazing suggestion. There's a difference between the mitzvah and the matir of chalitza. And if you only have kavana for one, it's possible for you to have it work, but not have fulfilled the mitzvah. He doesn't cross-reference it, but if you look at the previous mitzvah, Tovkuf Saliches, he has the same exact idea by Yibum. What if I have Kavana for the Maisa, but I don't have Kavana for the mitzvah of Yibum? The same idea. He says you can be Kone, but not fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. That's what he says. Imkein Efshar Nihid Kana Osa Vahave Ishto Mikol Makom Mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach Lokiyim Kitzara Kavana Lates Venafgamina Dechovas Hamitzvah Mutelas Alav Velo Yigarsha Tekev Hashiyavo Alel L'Shem Mitzvah Vikam Hamitzvah. Even if he was boil her L'Shem Kinyan, not the mitzvah, he still can't divorce her yet because he didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet of Yibam. Amazing. And then he has to be boil L'Shem Yibam and then be Megarish her if he wants. But that's the Minchas Chinuch. In both Yibam and Chalitza, he has this distinction. So that's relating to the line of Rabbi Yochanan that you require Kavana for Yibam. So again, we still didn't answer the question. We're at a Stira. Right? We asked, what's the Stira? How could Rabbi Yochanan say the first statement of Rabbi Yochanan is HaMakadish al Tanai V'Kansa Stam, our regular case, right, Baal, you don't need a get because you assume that he's going based on the original Kavana. But here, in the case of Chalitza, we see that his present Maisa uproots what he said or did earlier. Like in this case, it's both cases of Tznaim, and therefore, if in the Chalitza case, it's Mevatel Tznai, so too in our case, it should be Mevatel Tznai. That's the question. So answers the Gemara, again, a very important answer, and this is much discussed. This Tosas right here, Ksubas Ayin Dalet. We referred to it a number of times already in our travels through Shas, but today's the day that we get to do it inside. Says the Gemara, what's the answer? Amar Lei. Basically, the answer is, don't ask me kashas from Chalitza. Chalitza and marriage are very different. And we already saw this from Rabbi Elchanan yesterday. But it's right here in the Gemara. Amar Lei Bar Beirav Shapir Ka'amrit. Have you spoken properly? Let's see. Michti. Kol Tnai Mehecha Gamrinan. Where do you learn all Tnai from? And remember, as we said earlier, were it not for a source in the Torah for Tanai, we might have said there's no such thing as Tanai. After all, I'm doing an action. How can I make a condition on my action? Remember, we had earlier, Tosfos said, right, two Tosfos in Mimzachas Ksubis that are defining for the Sugi of Tanai. You can't learn Ksubis without doing these two Tosfos in. Tosfos right here, Ayin Dalet, which we're going to do soon, and Tosfos that we did back on Daf Nun Vav and Aleph, where Tosfos says, all Tanaim are Chidushu, and therefore, remember Tosfos is Kasha? If I get married, I'm an Asha Ein Lacha Sher Ksus Va'ona, on condition that I don't have physical obligations to you. So what does the Gemara say? You're married and you do have those physical obligations. So says Tosfos, what do you mean? You want to tell me it doesn't work? Fine. So say the whole marriage doesn't work. Don't say you're married and you have the obligations. Says Tosfos, no. You're married, because the whole concept of Tanai is a chiddushu. And therefore, if your Tanai is problematic, so we just throw out your Tanai. But you did the Maisa, so the Maisa's Kayim, and the Tanai is thrown out. That was Tosas earlier, back on Daf Nun Vav. So all Tanai is a chiddush. So that's the Gemara here. Where do you learn Tanai from? You don't learn a Misvara, that you can make a Tanai on something. You learn it from, Hecha Gamrinan, Mitanai, B'nei Gad, B'nei Ruvain. You learn it from the condition that Moshe Rabbeinu made with B'nei Gad and B'nei Ruvain. If you go and fight with us, so then you can have this land in Eber HaYarden. And if not, so then you will not get it. So, what type of Tanai was that? Tanaim will only be possible if you make a condition like that Tanai. What type of Tanai was that? Tana'a de'efshar l'kiyume al yedei shliach. A Tanai that you can be mekayim through a shliach. ki hasam, like over there, have a tana. That's a tanai. Tana double echelakiyumadei shliach. A tanai that you can't fulfill ayyadei shliach. Ki hasam, like over there, lo have a tana. So you can only make a tanai with something that you can do through a shliach. How is that done through a shliach? B'nei gadol b'nei Reuven, Rashi, ki hasam, like over there, shahari Moshe tziva li Yoshua, la seis lahem es haaretz. Moshe told Yoshua to be manchil. You could do nachlas haaretz through a shliach, as Moshe Rabbeinu did. Shahaya shlucho shel Moshe, v'nitna lahem. So, hanchalas haaretz can be done through a shliach. But, and we know even the nachla might have been done through a shliach, the nesiim, but chalitza cannot be done. Efshar Rashi continues, l'kaimai de shliach. Since you can't do it through a shliach, ein yachal lomar l'shlucho, you can't say to your shliach, right? You can't do the tanai through a shliach. In titin l'cha plonis, matayim zuz chalotzla. Right? If so-and-so gives you 200 zuz, then do chalitza. You can't do that. Chalitza needs to be done personally. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. And therefore, it doesn't work in this case. Right? So the shaila is, that is asked by Tosfos is this an arbitrary connection? Tanai and shliach? Anything that you can do through a shliach, you can make a tanai on. If you can't do it through a shliach, you can't make a tanai on. Is there something substantive connecting them, or it's just two different ideas, shliach and tanai? Says the Pnei Yoshua, not what Tosfos says. We'll get back to Tosfos. And Pnei Yoshua says, I apologize for arguing with Tosfos, but I don't think what Tosfos says is true. You know what? Let's just go through the order, historically. Tosfos first. So Tosfos says right here, V'im Tomar, Dibur Maskil Tanai, Ma Svara Yeshkan. What's the Svara? Is this just an arbitrary connection? Delo Gamrinan Mehasam El Inyan Mashu Svara. Tolo Yofina Mehasam Delo Mahani Tanai El Benesinas Karka. If you really want to limit that source, you could say, Tanam only help when you're being manchil land in Israel. Right? You don't limit it so far. So why should you limit it in this case to cases which you could do through a shliach? Answers Tosas v'yesh lomar, Hainu taima. The hoil v'hamaisa kolkach biyado sheyachol l'kaimo al yedei shliach. Since the action is so in your control that you could fulfill it through a shliach, it's so in your control that you could do it yourself, you could have a shliach do it. So svarahu sheyehe kamochein biyado l'shavuye beitna. So if it's so in your control, so then it must be in your control to make a tanai as well. If you're in control to make a shliach, you're in control to make a tanai. Meaning, one word, bailus. Like Rabbi Elchanan said yesterday, you're in control of this halachic process. So therefore, if you're in control, you create the chalos, so therefore, you can make a shliach, you can make a tanai. It's not a darat mamela. You're in control. You're the bailum on this process. Aval chalitza, she'ein biyado l'kaima yidei shliach. Chalitza, you can't do through a shliach. You're not in control of the process. You have to do the physical act, and Memeila Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the effects. Lo havi biyado nami lemer mebeitzna. You also can't put a tanai on that. V'yafilo lo yizkayim atanai yehe ha-maisa kayim. And even if the tanai is unfulfilled, still the maisa is going to be kayim. That is Tosfos, as is quoted by the Briskers, bailus and biyado. If something, you're a bailam on a process, then you can make a shliach, and you can make a tanai. Right? This is one of the explanations of ein shliach l'dvar avera. You're not bailam on averas. And therefore, you can't make a shliach to do an avera. If he does the avera, it's his avera. But I can't, I'm not a bailam on an avera, and therefore, I can't make a shliach to do the avera. Again, this is a major topic. Reb Chaim, based on what we said yesterday, remember from Reb Elchanan, the two types of Maisim, Reb Chaim discusses this also in Hilchas Yibam v'Chalitza, and his nafkamin is Edim. Do you need Edei Kiyum? Do you need Edim to witness the event? So he's Machalik between Kiddushin and Chalitza. Right? Because by Kiddushin, that is a case where you are creating the Chalos, and therefore you need Edei Kiyum there. Masha Enkim, when it comes to Chalitza, no. Dehad Debin an Edim L'Kiyume Milsa. Right, two types of Edim, Edei Kiyum and Edei Birur. Edim Levarer Hadavar don't need to be there, but if you want to prove it afterwards, you need Edim, so they can testify afterwards. Levarer Hadavar. But Edim L'Kiyume Milsa, as the Gemara says, so that you need them there. Tad Bin and Edim L'Kiyume Milsa, Hayno Rak Hecha She Tiskayim Hadavar Midaito. We call Gitin B'Kiddushin. She B'Daito Osa HaKiddushin V'HaGirushin V'HaShiluach. V'Yalkein Bin and Edim L'Kiyum Asav. Masha Enkein, right, unlike a Chalitza. T'lo B'Inan Lo Da So he's machalik between the Edom in that case. The Pnei Yoshua, not here, but in Meseches Gittin, he argues on this Tosfos. He quotes the Tosfos on Daf Ayin Hey, and he says, I think the exact opposite is true. If you can make a misvara, if you can make a shliach on a certain action, that shows that this action is not so connected to you. And it's a weaker type of action. And that's why you should be able to make a tznai on it, which will be able to undermine the action. If you have to do an act yourself, that shows that it's a very, very strongly connected action to you. And if it's such a strong action connected to you, that's why you can't make a shliach, and that's why you shouldn't be able to make a tznai. Ulanias Daiti says, Zua svara tamua yoser. He didn't give the svara behind it, the lamdas abaylus, but he just says, Adaraba, kol sha'maisa biyado yoser mistaver she'enu yochol ha'atabot tanai. And he says, v'lule she'eni kedai lachriya svarasam, even though I'm not kedai to be machriya to go against Tosfos, I want to suggest another svara for the Gemara. The connection between tanai and shliach. Not what Tosfos says, because I think it's the opposite. Ha'ya nir laniyaz dati lahefech. Whenever you can do an act through a shliach, you know what that shows? Ein kan maisa gomur. It's not a full, complete maisa that you need to do. The maisa gomur vada ein yochol asos ayde shliach. Kagon chalitza ubia v'chol maisa atoli begufo vada ein yochol asos ayde shliach. V'kibuchu maisa gomur ein yochol adibo tnai t'lo asi diber mevata la maisa. Masha ein kein hecha de efshara ayde shliach. If you can do something through a shliach, that shows it's a weaker type of maisa. And that's why you can make a tznai. Meaning Tosfos says it is so in your control, so you can make a tznai, you can make a shliach. The Bnei Yeshua says exactly the opposite. Because this action is not so in your control. It's a weaker type of action. You could do it through a messenger. So if it's weaker, then a tznai would be powerful enough to uproot it. That's what he says. Well, my depreciates v'chulu, and then he says at the end, near the nearest deity like this, luli shatosis b'ksubis kasu behefech v'harbi yish laharich pazeh ve'ein kan mekoma. That is the Pnei Yoshua right here, going against the opposite of what Tosfos suggestion. Okay, let's continue though now, because there's more to discuss here. Says Tosfos, says the Gemara. So what did we just say? We're machalik between chalitza and kiddushin. Vase asked the Gemara, what about Vahabiya? What about Kiddushe Biya? Dolo Afshar Liki Yume Ayyade Shliach Kiha, Samba Kahave Tzna. All these cases we've been talking about is even Kiddushe Biya, Al Tznai. So you see, you can make a Tznai on the Kiddushe Biya, even though you can't do Kiddushe Biya through a Shliach. So answers the Gemara, Hasa Mishkum, De Iskish Havayis Lahadadi. You're right. You shouldn't be able to make a tznai in Kiddushe Biya, but you know what? Because the two other ways of getting married, of doing Kiddushin, do work al yedei shliach, so we throw this one in too. Based on the principle of Iskish Havayas Lahadadi, another major topic, where we compare all three darkei HaKiddushin, and if it works for these two, it works for the other one as well. Ask 2 points. Number one, ask the Ritva, why do you go in the other direction? Why don't you say Iskish Havayis La'adadi, and just like it does not work for Biya, it does not work for Kesef and Shtar, says the Ritva, because one follows two, not two follows one. So if you have Kesef and Shtar, that already works, so you throw Biya along with that one. Ask the Shita Mekubetzes. Also, an important line. In the name of Rashi of the Mahadura Kama, he says, once you're comparing Kol Havayis La'adadi and Kol Yitzios La'adadi, so he says, Kiva Derof Havayis Efshel Kiyumei De Shliach, Bianami, Chalitza, he says, what about, we also have another Xerishav of Iskish Yitzia Lahavaya. We compare Gerishin and Kiddushin. So why don't we compare Chalitza, throw Chalitza here in the mix, and say you can make a tzayin Chalitza. So he says, Chalitza lav Yitzia Mikrila. Velo daininan la kedefshel kiyumay de shlich lahave. Don't call Chalitza a Yitzia, meaning Chalitza is not a Gerishin. Which is an important line in terms of how do you look at Chalitza, right? Mitzvah Matir relates to that sugya. But he says, even if you want to say you compare Gerushin and Kiddushin, you don't compare Chalitza in that mix. That's not a normal type of uprooting the Zika. Period. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ula Bar Abba, Amar Ula, Amar Abba Lazar, Hamakadesh, Bemilve Ubal. Let's get to some other mistaken marriages. Right, that's our sugya now. You mistake in marriage, and then there's bia later on. Do we say that he knows about the mistake, and therefore he's ba'al l'shem kiddushin? Do we say he's mochel on what he said earlier? So I'm a kaddish b'milva. We know that does not work. Mekadesh b'milva means if a woman owes a man money, and the man says to her, you know what? The money that you owe me, keep it. And with that money, I'm married to you. Instead of giving her something in that moment. So we paskin, that's ena mekudeshes. Hamekadesh b'milva, but then he's bo'el. Al tnai, uba'al, and the tnai is not fulfilled. B'vachat mishav pruta, uba'al. Divrei akol, sricha hemenu get. In all these cases, you do need a get because you assume that the bia was l'shem kiddushin. Amar Rav Yosef bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Menachem, Amar Rabbi Ami, Hamakadish bepachos mishav pruta ubal tsricha heimenu get. Only that one, says Rabbi Ami, only the one at pachos mishav pruta. Behahu delotai. There everybody knows. And if they gave pachos mishav pruta, they know that they're not married and therefore they're bo'al l'shem kiddushin. Avo bahanach toy. But all the other ones, the earlier other ones of milve and tznai, people do make mistakes, and therefore maybe they're thinking that they're married based on the original Maisa. Amar of Kahana Mishbe Deula Hamakadish Al Tnai Uba'al Tzricha Hemenu Get. You need to get in that case because we assume he was Mochel Zehaya Maisa Velohaya Kofa Chachamim Lotzia Belo Get. And this actually happened, and the Chachamim did not have the power to uproot without a get. Let's make one more comment, but one more line. But Lafuki Meitana, and this previous discussion of needing a get is against the following opinion. Damar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Vehilo Nispasa Asura. We know if a woman is not nispas, meaning she's not forced to do it, but she does it willingly. A woman who is mizane tachas baila, or even if she's mefute, she's asura labaila. Ha nispasa muteres. But if she was forcibly ne'enas, then she's muteres to her husband. V'yesh l'cha acheres. And there is one case, she'ava b'shalo nispasa muteres. Even if she did it willingly, she is muteres. What's that? V'eza zuzu shakidusha kidushay toz. If there was a mistake, and therefore the marriage was totally uprooted, shafilu b'na murka v'akseifa, even if there's a child involved. Mimma enes v'olechesla. Mimma enes here doesn't mean me, and it just means that she could leave. Meaning if it was a kidushay toz, the marriage is not a marriage, and she can be free of the marriage. Okay, so you see there from Kedushay Ta'us is not a marriage. That's against what we just said, because all of these Kedushay Ta'us, we assume if there was Bia afterwards, it was L'shem Kedushin, and therefore you would need a get. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, talking about a previously problematic marriage, and starting again, ask Rav Moshe, Yud Beis Cheshvan Tavshin Yud Zayin, 1957, Bidvar Niskatsha Eitzel Reform Rabbi. Answer Moshe. Ramosha was asked. Bidvar Isha Shenises Laechad Eitzel Reform Rabbi. V'chol Hanashim Shahayu Beis Anisu En Ayukulam Rishayim Umufkarim Lachalos Shabbos V'Labra Kol Mitzvos HaTorah. Right? People got married in a Reform service, and everybody there were Psule Eidus. Right? And they're Halachic Rishayim. V'asuda Haisam Ibsar Nevelos V'Treifus V'Kulan Achlu V'Yata Acharei Avur Eizazman. The husband left her. This is the Shiloh Moshe gets. Does she need a get? Does she need a get? Her husband went off somewhere, and she's not getting a get. Is she an aguna? Says Rav Moshe, and again, Rav Moshe has many tshuvas, and lishi tasso, in almost all the cases, he paskins this way. Hanachal ani has daidi, she'ein ha-kidushin, shahayu etzel reform rabbi, klum. Im nisbara heitev shaloha yusham edim ksherim shero'u nisinas tabas va'amiraso hare at mukudeshes li. Right, as long as you know they weren't edim ksherim, sometimes the Reform rabbis knew that they were not going to be accepted in the future, therefore they got the two, you know, cousins that happened to be at the wedding who were shomri Torah mitzvahs. But if you know that there wasn't any ksherim at the wedding, right, you watch the video and you see that the aide was his brother, or the aide were psule edus, says Rav Moshe, they're not married. V'yafilu ha'yishnei ksherim sh'amdu me'rachok. Even if you want to say there were two ksherim in the back of the wedding hall. V'lo'ro, maybe they were in the hallway outside. They didn't see, says Rav Moshe, I say it's still not a kosher wedding. Because they weren't watching. So mistama, what did the rabbi do? He did whatever he did. You know, he didn't do the, I'm sure he probably didn't do the proper sidur. Shem haya b'zeba rav kasher umumcha shesider kiddushin ubeto zimin edim krovim. Because they did kiddushin, if they have the edim kiddushin, Kshirim, they're fine, but if they're outside, Pashutu Barur, Sha'al Rasha Meha Reformer, Shasidi Akidushin, Leka Anan Sadi, Shinasa, Maisi Kedushin, Benesina, Miyadu Liyada, Viamira, Sharkala Rabbi Meha Reformer, Osa Eza Maisa, Shabode Milibo, Vaomer Shazel Kedushin, Vien Kanafilu Milas Achzik, Dematsinu Bakusim. And therefore he says, the marriage is not a marriage. But then in the second paragraph he says, okay, forget the marriage. But what about the husband and the wife living together? You know, and people know that they, it's witnessed that they go home together and they're living like husband and wife. So maybe that's like a kiddush bia. And therefore maybe they should be married mitzvah that. So Ramosha says, no, I don't think it's a problem. Because he says, most people who get married by the Reform rabbi assume that that was their marriage. Exactly like our Gemara talks about. And they're not, oh, I know it was wrong, and now I'm boil l'shem kiddushin. Nobody does that, says Rav Moshe. V'zeh barer she'ilu holchim l'reform rabbi, sovrim b'daitam ha-toeh she'hem kiddushin. V'lachen ha-daitet ha-kiddushin ha-rishonim bo'al she'enem klum. V'kol she'ken she'yoter note she'be'ilu ha-mufkarim lavra kol isuri Torah, lo amrinan behu, ein osin bilas bilas nus, as we discussed yesterday. And therefore he says, it is not a... not a problem. Okay, that is the remotion. Then in the next tshuva, Beishish and Iskasha, Betemple, Shall Reformer. All of these are many, many tshuvas. Again, when this was one of the hot topics in the 50s, says Ramosha, he was had many of the landmark shuvas in this regard. But it's exactly our type of discussion. If there was a problem earlier, do we have to assume that there was a kedushin, Baal Hashem kedushin later? So the question is, do they know that what they did was wrong or not? Do they assume it was a marriage or not? Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara according to Tosefta. And this starts us off in the sugi that we're going to come up more tomorrow. Halcha eitzal chacham vihitira. What happens if she had an adarm at the time of the marriage, and he was upset about it? But then after the marriage, she went to now we're talking about a real rav, and he was matzah the neder, and memela there was no neder because we know it goes backwards. Mafraya mikudeshes. The marriage works then. Eitzel rofe veriposa, but if she went to a doctor and got the mumin healed that existed at the time of the marriage, ain't a mukudeshes. Ma ben chacham lerofe, what's the difference? Chacham okeres haneder meikaro, a chacham uproots the neder from its roots, and therefore it's as if when they were married, there was no neder. Verofe ain't a marafe ele mikan ulahaba, and a doctor only heals mikan ulahaba. Even if he gets out the disease, it's only mikan ulahaba. Says the Gemara of Hatanya. Oh, stop there for a minute. There's also a big topic in terms of how much one has to be megala bishas beforehand. Rachman al-Hassan, let's say there's an issue, the chasin and the kala, how much has to be told beforehand, what if there's a certain percentage? Let's say if there's a doctor that knows that there's a 30% chance that this person won't be able to have children. Did they have a chiv to be megala? Are they not? Does it depend what type of, what level of percentage? What if there was a disease in the history? What if, serious shilas that there's no chumra or kula. You just got to know what to do. So again, this is also related, you know, in terms of a refuah. Ramosha also has shuvas about this. Ramosha, just to give you one maramakom, in Arachayim, Chelek Dalid, Simin Kuf Yud Ches, he talks, it's an unbelievable tshuva. If you've never seen it, it's Dalid Kuf Yud Ches. It's a tshuva that a woman wrote to Rav Moshe. She was a Baalas tshuva, and she was a Pnuya Shazinsa. And she wants to know what to do. How to do tshuva. Obviously, no name given. Almost all tshuvas in Rav Moshe have names. This one doesn't. So he quotes about what type of tshuva to do. And then at the end of that tshuva, he talks about, so what does she have to say if she wants starting to go out on dates with from boys, what does she have to say? At what stage does she have to say that she is not a psula? You know, what about the ksuba? The ksuba is the least of the problems. Because you could just write psula and you could say he's accepting the ksuba of a psula. But serious shilas in terms of what the kala has to say, what outsiders have to say. Again, it's important topics that are based on these gemaras. Okay, so what does the gemara here say? The Tosefta says, if you go to a chacham, mikudeshes. V'hatanya eitzel chacham etira eitzel rofe v'riposa eina mikudeshes. I stira in the chacham. Because here, this brisa says, if you go to a chacham, it's still no good, even though it's uprooted meikaret, eina mukudashes. So, the Gemara is going to have a couple of answers. Number one is today. Number two will come up on tomorrow's daf. But the first answer, we'll start with this now. Amar Rava Lokasha, Ha Rabbi Meir, Ha Rabbi Lazar. It's a machlokes tanoim between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. Because what's the root issue? Ha Rav Meir da Amar Adam Rotzeh Shedispaz Ishto BeBezdin. Rav Meir is the one that says a person is not so machmid for his wife to go to Bezdin, to go to three rabbis and get the neder matir, and therefore he won't, as long as she got it rid of afterwards, so the marriage could work with the Lumafreya. Because a person has this in mind, then he's okay with this fact. Harab Elazar d'amar ein adam rotzeh shedispaz ishto BeBezdin. But Rav Elazar says no. A man doesn't want that, and right when a bezin finds out about it, it's a problem, right? Even without their doing it, even just hearing about it, that she's a nadranit, and therefore a person doesn't want this. So even if a rabbi afterwards is matir, he's still upset about it. He wouldn't have wanted it, and therefore the marriage is not a marriage. That is the root of the machlokes tanon. That's answer number one. Answer number two is going to come up if you see on Tamara's daf already from Rava. But first, the Gemara says, "Mahi, where is the source for this machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, about Adam or Ein Adam wrote such a dispositive ishta bebezin?" So let's just quote the original source. Ditznan. The Mishnah says, "Hamotzi." The Mishnah in Maseches Gittin. Hamotzi as ishto mishum neder. If a man divorces his wife because of a neder, he thinks she is a nadranit. Lo yachzir. There's a special din derabanan. He's never allowed to take her back. Machzir grushaso. Never allowed to. Even though normally you can be machzir grushaso. Here he can't. Mishum shemra lo yachzir. Or if he divorces her because he's heard some rumors about her and he doesn't know what's going on, lo yachzir. He can't. Why? What's the svaras? So the Gemara in Gittin, Rashi quotes it, Dav Mevav gives two svaras. Number one, kilkula. Number one, know what's going to happen? She's going to get remarried to somebody else, and then the original husband's going to say, oh, I guess she's not such a nadranit. I guess she's not such a thing. So you know what? If I would have known she's not such a bad whatever, I wouldn't have divorced her. And he's going to bring svekas to the original divorce, and it's going to lead to problems because she's remarried. Maybe she'll have another child. So the Chachamim tell him, you're going to divorce because of one of these reasons. Realize that you're never allowed. It's final. This is final. It's not. You're not taking her back. Lo yachzir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. That's the first reason the Gemara gives, and the second reason is shelo you b'nos Yisrael prutos ba'arayisum in adar. The second reason is mitzad her. Right? Don't think that your husband can divorce her, you, and then you'll come back next week. No, it's not happening. One's beside the husband, one's beside the wife. Two reasons given there. So that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol neder sheyadu bo rabim, any neder that the rabim know about. Rabbi Yehuda holds the whole reason is a knas, that you wouldn't be able to take her back. So any neder that the rabim know about, such a serious neder she made in public, lo yachzir. So then he can't bring her back in that case. Lo yadu bo rabim yachzir. But if they don't know about it, it's more of a private neder, then he can take her back. Because it's not such a bad neder, and therefore the Rabbanan weren't kones in that case. Rabbi Meir Omer, kol neder shetzarech hakiras chacham lo yachzir. Rabbi Meir says any neder that needs a chacham to get into the picture, so then lo yachzir. He cannot be machzir, can't be machzir her. Why? Rashi says, she'ein abal yachol la'afer, any neder that the baal can't be made for. She'einu midvarim she'beino la'beino v'lo inu nefesh. Right, it's not one that's in the Baal's jurisdiction, lo yachzir. Because Rabbi Meir holds the reason is kilkula, the reason is because he's going to start having shilas afterwards about this, and therefore there's a kilkul, because he's going to, oh, if I would have known that the rabbi's going to get out of it, to help you get out of it, then I wouldn't have divorced you in the first place. Rabbi Meir says that's why you can't be machzir her by this type of neder. She'eino tzarech hakiras chacham, but if it's one that the husband will be able to do himself, so then yachzir, he can return, because there's no worry that he's going to say that, because the rabbanan will just say to him, well, you could have been made for it right away. Right? You didn't need a rabbi for this. Last line, Amar Rebbe Elazar, lo asru tzarech ele b'bnei she'eno tzarech. They only asered tzarech hakiras chacham because of the eino tzarech hakiras chacham. Why? Because Rashi says that he holds ein adam rotzeh shedispazeh ishto bebezdin. That's the worst one. The worst one is when a woman has to be mispazeh in Bezdin, and he would not want that, and therefore we won't think that he would be thinking about this in the future. So at root, as Rashi explains it here, the root part of this machlokes between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, and the others, it's twofold. Number one, what's the reason over there for this halacha of lo yachzir? And number two, Adam Rotzer or ain't Adam Rotzer should dispazo ishto bebezdin. So that is also the machlokas tanoim here between these two brises. So we're going to get into it. We're going to stop here, but the Gemara is going to continue now with my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What is going to be the reason for Rabbi Yehuda between yadu barabim or lo yadu barabim? And then the Gemara will eventually give a second answer to this steer. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ez Hashem, Tamar's daf is amazing. Eretz Yisrael daf, Echad Metzapa Bav, Echad Anula Bav, Echad Metzapa Larosa. Right, we get into Avir De Eretz Yisrael Machim tomorrow. The Ritva quotes, but B'ez Hashem, that'll be on tomorrow's daf, which will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up with the Vayin Vav. Okay, we'll stop here.